This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so I know I go probably a little too much into my personal life, but I don't have all the answers. All right? Yeah, I'm a medical doctor, board certified in family medicine, did ER, raised two boys, was a good lover. So I teach you guys a lot. Now I need you to teach me, okay? I need you to teach me. So one of my sons has a girlfriend. No, I'm okay with that. No, I'm okay with that. It's okay. I want him to date. I am totally fine with that. I want him out there dating. Good. I think it's good. And this girl is actually really, really nice. I like the girl. I don't think I've ever disliked anybody he dated, but he hasn't really, dated a lot. I mean, he's only 18. So it's not like I could say, oh, yeah, well, this girl he was with for 4 years, okay. But the reason why this is such a big deal in the next couple of days is she was over at the house, and I just said, why don't we take you guys to dinner this weekend? Is that okay? Now, some of you will say, all right, well, no big deal. And I'm like, no, you don't understand, that's a huge deal. The reason why the way I asked is a huge deal is this is my first transformation into the mother-in-law I never wanted to be. I am starting to turn into the mother-in-law from hell. And all I did, okay, she was great with it. My son was great. But I caught the way I started speaking. I didn't go, hey, would you guys ever want to go out? Would you ever want to go to dinner? It was, no, I want to take you guys to dinner. Is that okay? Well, unfortunately, that's exactly how mother-in-laws start to dictate. I'm still in the parent role. Now, what makes a mother-in-law so annoying and so intrusive and so deadly to a marriage? When the mom tries to exert her mommy influence. Now, what does the average young kid want? He wants to be looked upon as an adult. And I thought I was really well-versed on that. I know a lot of psychology. I teach you guys a lot about psychology because we had a really strong psychological base in my medical school. And so the dean was a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And so we had a huge psychiatric background in our training. So it's very easy for me to, teach you guys, that's a better way to do it, and that's how people think. Yeah, but then, do I act it? No. So, where am I going to take him to dinner? I was about to make the same mistake. I go to my husband, I go, where should we, and he's like, well, why don't we pick, Outback, or, whew, I love Outback. I'm a little afraid to eat a steak in front of a possible future daughter-in-law. I think it'll scare her. I make noise when I eat red meat. I can eat chicken and fish. You don't hear a sound. But when I eat red meat, it's... I mean, I really get into that meat. I growl. It's meat. Plus, don't bug me. If I'm enjoying a steak, like their Outback Prime Rib, don't talk to me. I've snapped at my husband multiple times for talking to me when I was in the middle of feeding on red meat. So I don't think we should do that. So I'm like, why don't we go to Claim Jumper? Okay, Fuddruckers is perfect. I like Fuddruckers, but, we kind of want to take her out to like a sit-down, that kind of thing. Okay, and that's because I could get a salad. I like that citrus salad I told you guys about. So I'm like, okay, I could eat salad. right? And then with salads, you can take a forkful, take a bite, and then go, as you look back and you see how she responds. Now, why are we doing this dinner? I'm not trying to check her out in terms of if she's going to be a good enough mate or whatever. The reason why I want to do the dinner is so we take our relationship to the next level. She's over at the house. She's been dating my son now for months. I think it's about time that we take her out for a meal. Now, some of you are like, why aren't you cooking? I didn't think about that. Because if I cook for her, it's in my territory. She's in Mama's hen house. That's a good idea. I didn't think about that. I could control the... Now, you say you see what I'm doing and turn into a mother-in-law. No. I don't need the control. I want to look cool. That's the other thing, too. I don't want my son's girlfriends thinking his mom isn't cool. They can think I'm a dork. That's fine. I mean, I can't hide that. I really can't hide that. So they're going to think I'm a dork. That's okay. But I want them to think I'm cool. And, you know, where I seem to have most of my talents is eating. And one of my best jobs was waiting tables. So I'm really good with waiters, you know. They'll pass me a fork, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, you passed me that fork really nicely. Good job. See? I know how to hang with the waiters. So I think going out to eat would be good. Now, what are we going to talk? What do I ask her? So personally, what I really want to know is STD history, prior breakups, statistical analyses of how long after each relationship started did the breakup happen, and going through the milestones after that. So that's what I want to, but I can't do that. I'm going to have to, if I want to be non-mother-in-law-y, I'm going to have to talk about what she wants to talk about. Now, I don't know what the average high school, college student does. Okay, if she brings up Justin Bieber, I'm screwed. Now, Backstreet Boys are making a comeback, so I can talk to her about that, because Backstreet Boys are big when I was... Okay, so I can talk about Backstreet Boys. I don't think she's going to talk about that. Ariana Grande, we can talk about that. I don't know what TV shows are watching. Not all of them watch Game of Thrones. I watch Game of Thrones, but that may be more of a middle-aged thing. So I need help. All right, email me at drdahlia.com. How do I not look like a, impending... scary mother-in-law from hell, and get through a dinner with my son's new girlfriend without making her think I'm a whack job. If that's even possible. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this email I'm not allowed to read on air, but it centers around the topic, which I think is pretty relevant today. It's a person, I can't say male or female, who recently went through a breakup and is online, quote-unquote, stalking, but not really stalking. They feel like they may be stalking because they want to see what that their ex is doing. And I thought maybe it's high time we discuss stalking. You know, a lot of us, we don't want to admit this, but we check out our exes. We check out our current spouses. We follow people at work. online. And we look them up, and then we feel guilty, like, oh, I'm stalking. And in fact, I use the term with a friend of mine. Somebody would keep asking me, oh, did you see my post on Facebook? I'm like, no, I didn't see your post on Facebook. And they're like, well, I posted it. Didn't you see? You know, people think that I'm watching other people's feeds. I mean, I have thousands of people that I'm connected to on Facebook. I don't have time to, you know, when you read the news feed or the home page feed, it takes you 20 minutes to read the last 5 minutes of posting for everybody. And so I use the term, I go, look, unless I stalk you, I won't know what you're doing. So if I ever not know what you're doing, it's because I'm not purposely clicking on you and stalking you. You know, turning it into a good thing, why I don't know what the hell is going on in their life. But I think there's a lot of people out there that troll social media, troll the internet, and look people up. They're interested. They're curious. So when is it stalking? Now, to me, stalking is really insidious and egregious and all the fancy words that rhyme with us. You know, if you look at a dictionary, it says a person who harasses or persecutes someone with unwanted and obsessive attention. So a stalker implies that you are harassing somebody. Now, Merriam-Webster has a different dictionary, different definition. It's the act or crime of willfully and repeatedly following or harassing another person in circumstances that would cause a reasonable person to fear injury or death, especially because of expressed or implied threats. Broadly, it's a crime of engaging in a course of conduct directed at a person that serves no legitimate purpose and seriously alarms, annoys, or intimidates that person. So, what does that mean? Well, it's very loose. Okay, and again, this is just dictionary, the Webster Dictionary, Merriam-Webster Dictionary. When did it change from Webster to Merriam-Webster? Did somebody get married? I don't know, there's a hyphenated name now with the dictionary. So, I imply it as, if you are stalking somebody, you're showing up at their work. I've had people that have done that. That's happened to even my employees, where somebody shows up to work and we have to call the police. And then that person is like, look, I am so sorry, guys. And then they can't get back to work because they're flustered. Everybody else is flustered because they're scared. You know, that to me is a stalker. You know, or somebody that keeps calling you and then hanging up. Or somebody that keeps writing you. And, you know, it's where they start to intrude into your space. But nobody's really talking about, what about you secretly online looking somebody up? Is that considered stalking? It's apparently, to this legal definition, it's considered stalking if somebody else, the person you are, quote-unquote, following, gets annoyed. If that person is annoyed by it, that's a problem. So, for example, let's say there's two people at work. One, you like. He's a buddy. One, you can't stand. Both of them follow you on social media. If you don't like that other person and they're following you, you could make a case that that's stalking. You see, and I don't like that. It's like beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. It all depends on how you feel about that person. Now, the only problem is when you look back at this legal definition, it says the act or crime of willfully and repeatedly following, then it says or harassing another person. So that or allows that first sentence fragment, the act of willfully and repeatedly following, that could be considered an act of stalking. So then, what's normal and what's not? Well, that's tricky. That's debatable. If you like somebody, you are going to be attracted to them and you are going to want to know what they're doing. And looking at what they're doing online because you have a mini crush. A lot of us do. If they don't feel bothered, you're just, you know what, for a split second, I'm just going to see where they are, what they're doing. All right, not the biggest deal. Where I would step in as a medical provider is if I think you are obsessed with this person. To me, stalking implies an underlying obsession. So if you have to check their newsfeed, their profile, 70 times a day, that's obsessive. You are obsessing over that person. And I'm like, why aren't you taking a holiday? Well, I just want to know they're okay, and I'm afraid they, you know, got into an accident, and, you know, they told me they were doing something, and if I see that they're doing something else, then I know they're lying to me, and they're, you know, and so you find all these excuses to justify your following that person multiple times. That, to me, would be stalking. But you having had a crush on Dirk back in high school, and you Googling Dirk, and then Google imaging Dirk, and then trying to find him on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and that whole process takes maybe 30 minutes, I wouldn't call that stalking. If you keep doing that on a regular basis, that might start to be a little odd. You see? Now, on the flip side, there's followers. There's people in the media, there's people in Hollywood, whatever, and you follow them. And you grab onto every word and every tweet. I mean, I think President Trump has stalkers. I don't think a lot of those media people are doing their job. I think it's at the point where they are stalking because then they're turning around and harassing. But it's okay if it's a public figure. We allow them to do that. Reporters getting up in your face, reporters, I mean, you know, the police and security may, you know, push them back. But when it comes to a public figure, paparazzi and all that, that seems to be okay, and they don't use the term stalker. So let me tell you about what happened here. There's a college student who gets 4 years in prison because he stalked his ex. But in addition to cyber-stalking her after they split, he was accused of terrorizing her. Apparently, he would mail her drugs to her university address and post her information on prostitution sites. So now this is sick. This guy is really trying to harm her. Thomas Traficante, 23 years old from Long Island, pleaded guilty in March to cyber stalking and possession of illegal drugs as part of a 2-month harassment campaign. And the judge, U.S. District Judge David Larimer, said Traficante's actions were despicable. Yeah, they were. If you had a modicum of intelligence, you would know that what you did repeatedly was despicable. On 3 occasions, he sent drugs, including cocaine and methamphetamines, to the woman's address at the State University's college. He then called police about the drugs in order to set her up. He also showed officers texts she did from Traficante, which he threatened to share her personal information on a prostitution site if she did something he strongly disagreed with. So this is a psychopath. This guy is a real, real bad dude. This guy is a control freak. He's very abusive. She told authorities she received more than 60 calls from men in the area asking for sex as a result because he posted her phone number on a Backpage.com under a category known for prostitution solicitation. She also said the former boyfriend hacked her Amazon account and sent her a book titled I'm Watching You. He hacked into her email, cell phone, and social media accounts. So, really quickly, let me see if we have the definition of cyber-stalking. Cyber-stalking, the use of electronic communication to harass or threaten someone with physical harm. So you are not cyber-stalking, looking for ex-boyfriends or girlfriends. You see? You should be okay. 1-877-DALI. This guy needs to have the book thrown at him. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An immigration lawyer says today is the first day in a month that no parents charged with crossing the U.S. border illegally have been separated from their kids. President Trump tweeted that Democrats have been telling phony stories of sadness and grief. New information is now emerging about the viral photo of a crying immigrant girl. Her image is on the front cover of Time magazine. Border Patrol agent Carlos Ruiz says he encountered her and her mother. They've come from Honduras.
We asked her to set the kid down in front of her so we can properly search the mother. The kid immediately started crying as he set it down. I personally went up to the mother and asked her, "Are you doing okay? Is the kid okay?" And she said, "Yes." And she's tired and thirsty. It's 11 o'clock at night.
The child was not separated from her mother. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the herpes virus may play a role in Alzheimer's. Doctors don't know what causes Alzheimer's. They're still trying to figure it out. Why are we getting these plaques and buildup in the brain? But they think that maybe it's a common virus like herpes. That could be playing a role. So in a study published yesterday in the journal Neuron, yeah, there's a magazine called Neuron. I like entertainment magazines and, you know, magazines that have a lot of fun articles. Neuron probably would not be a journal I would purchase for entertainment, but it exists out there, and my guess is people who really, really are interested in neurology like it. But yeah, there's a journal called Neuron. I don't know. I have some students in my class who want to be neurologists, And I only find that out after I make fun of neurologists. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? Sorry, my bad. I'm just jealous because being a neurologist, you've got to be, like, smart. Anyway, so the study published in the journal Neuron, researchers say they found strong evidence that suggests that two strains of the herpes virus, 6A and 7, may contribute to the disease. That obviously affects cognition, memory, etc. Now, they say that someone, according to CNN, develops Alzheimer's every 65 seconds. And by this 2050 mid-century, they're expecting every 33 seconds somebody to develop Alzheimer's. This is going to cost us trillions and trillions of dollars. So scientists are trying to understand the disease, trying to find a cure. Many studies have been stopped because the medicines weren't working. And they say Alzheimer's is the sole disease of the top 10 U.S. causes of death that has no treatment available. So, you know, we have cancer, we have stroke, we have heart attacks, we have a whole variety of things in that top 10. But Alzheimer's is the only one where we really don't have a significant treatment. So researchers in this study looked at data on 622 brains from people who had had signs of the disease and 322 from people who did not seem to be affected by it. And the brains with Alzheimer's had levels of that herpes virus that were up to twice as high as in people who did not. Now, many scientists have thought that viruses did play a role in the development of Alzheimer's. We think it may viruses could play a role in cancer, diabetes. Don't underestimate the virus, because they're really sneaky suckers. So one theory they have is Alzheimer's may start in the brain as a response to injury from a virus. Where you get a virus, you might not have felt it, but the brain starts to react, or an inflammatory system reacts, where you start to deposit proteins, because that virus triggered this. Another theory is that Alzheimer's is a mix of disease processes, one of which includes a viral infection. So some of you are like, wait a second, I got a cold sore. Now, that's herpes type 1. And genital herpes is type 2. So we're talking about herpes type 6 and 7. There's a variety of different herpes. So they believe what may work then is scientists could identify virus biomarkers in the brain. If they could detect that, then maybe they could find somebody in their 20s who may be at risk for Alzheimer's. And if we have a medication that slows that down, or if we could do lifestyle changes like making sure you maintain a healthy weight and eating properly and, you know, avoiding smoking and alcohol and all sorts of stuff that can contribute to dementia. Because, again, we don't know for sure what prevents it. We could then find people early. So it's interesting stuff. Scientists, though, want people to use caution and not freak out. About 90% of adults have been exposed to some form of herpes, usually type 1, by the age of 50. You know, many of us freak out that, oh my gosh, you know, I've never had a cold sore and I don't want one because I could. There's a chance you've been exposed to the, you know, cold sore virus type 1. So what? You know, most of us are exposed at some point or another. It's a very, very common virus. Genital herpes is a little bit more rare. So not everybody has that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Another virus we need to talk about is the Keystone virus. Now, some of you are like, I haven't heard about this one. It's not a very popular, common one. But it sure is going to be well known in the next few days. Because a teenager in Florida has become the first person known to be infected with this mosquito-borne virus. And we believe this may not be the only case. Scientists from the University of Florida documented the Keystone virus, which has been confirmed in an unnamed teenager after he experienced a rash and a fever. Now, some of you will say, well, Zika does that. Most viruses cause rashes and fevers. First time you get herpes, you could get a rash and a fever. Shingles, you could get a rash, sometimes a fever. There's a lot of viral exanthems. There's a lot, you know, so it happens. So for those of you that are like, well, I've never heard of this. Well, Keystone virus was first identified in the U.S. in 1964. And it was named after the area in Tampa Bay where it was found. According to Newsweek, it was known to affect animals on the coast from Texas to the Chesapeake Bay. And, as I said before, the symptoms are a rash and mild fever in humans. Now, Dr. Glenn Morris, director of the UF Emerging Pathogens Institute and co-author of the report, said although the virus has never previously been found in humans, the infection may actually be fairly common in North Florida. So researchers are, again, stressing the importance of protecting yourself from mosquito bites. So what happened is in August 2016, a teenage boy presented at a clinic in Florida with the symptoms of rash and fever, but that was during the Zika epidemic. So clinicians collected viral samples from him because they were trying to figure out, all right, you know, if, you know, the kid had Zika, so people were being tested more for Zika in that area because they needed to know how many endemic cases, cases where the mosquitoes were infecting. And the teenager had mild symptoms. He didn't show any signs of, like, encephalitis, which is when the brain becomes inflamed. But when Keystone virus is tested in mouse brains, it does look like the virus has a potential to cause that, which means humans, if they do start to get this Keystone virus, it's not just about a rash and a fever. This could severely affect the brain. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is we just talked about Alzheimer's and herpes virus. Somebody gets a virus. We were talking about mumps, you know, measles. These things can cause infections in other parts of the body. And so when a virus gets into your body, it spreads like wildfire. That's why viral infections and bacterial infections are different. Bacterial infections usually set up shop locally until they start to extend into the bloodstream, etc. So if you get a, let's say, a strep throat, that strep bacteria is going to grow and grow on your throat. And then you attack it, and, it, you know, usually, yeah, you might get a fever because you're trying to fight an infection, and you may mount an immune response, but most of your symptoms are going to be that throat. Well, that's how I could tell you're having a bacterial throat infection. But if you come in and you go, gosh, I am sneezing, I'm coughing, I have a sore throat, and I'm like, well, which is worse? And you're like, I don't know, I have them all, and they're coming in different stages. That, to me, is a virus. Because when you get a virus, and it spreads throughout, the viruses don't just latch on, necessarily like bacteria do. I mean, they can with cervical cancer and throat cancer, etc. But most viruses, they'll go throughout the body. That's why the flu, it hits you so hard, so fast, and you have tons of symptoms. Now, remember, if a bacterial infection does spread into the blood system, the bloodstream, then you could go into sepsis. And yes, then bacteria could go throughout. But for the most part, they like to stay put in one area. So now this Keystone virus that is starting to surface, and I'm a little nervous about these viruses surfacing that used to not be a big deal, although this isn't a big deal yet. We're watching it. There's another push to make these mosquitoes that won't transmit disease. And I'm just wondering if while we're working so hard on that, we may be spawning some of this stuff. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, they say if you take a hot bath 5 times a week, that may prevent a stroke or heart attack. Now, I don't like taking bubble baths. Well, they didn't say bubble baths. They said a hot bath. I don't like taking baths. I'm more of a shower person. And the reason why is I don't want to sit in my own, like, dirt. You know, so if I work out and I'm sweaty, I don't want to sit in a bath of that. I want a shower. And the other thing, too, is I like to stand and sing. It's really hard to sing in a bathtub. And also, I have a lot of cats and dogs. So I don't really have a lot of privacy around the bathtub. But at least at the shower, I have a little bit more privacy because it steams up. But they're claiming that if your tub, and I'm not recommending this because I don't want people with skin disorders or whatever to have issues or people who overheat. But this study looked at a temperature of 106 degrees Fahrenheit, or for those of you out of America, overseas, 41 degrees Celsius. Yes, I'm going to start including the Celsius because I need to learn. We have a lot of listeners that are overseas, and I can't keep talking about miles and Fahrenheit. I need to start talking in meters and Celsius. So anyway, the study found that at 106 degree Fahrenheit, those regular dips in the tub are healthy for the heart and reduces the chances of having hardened blocked arteries, according to Daily Mail. It is believed that if you are immersed in water, it will shift blood flow from the legs and abdomen to the heart, while the high temperature may reduce blood pressure. Now, that's another problem I have with the bath. The water cools too quickly. So then you need to keep pouring more hot water in and pouring more hot. I'm like, you know what, let me just do a shower. Researchers monitored 873 men and women who took baths for an average of 12 minutes, measuring the readouts from the body, which kind of gave them some, they had certain, shall we say, markers that would, they found important to prevent strokes and heart problems. And the study involved Japan's Kyoto University, published in the journal Scientific Reports, and it states favorable effects of sauna bathing on cardiovascular disease have been demonstrated, and hot water bathing is an alternative and could have similar effects. Now, I'm a big fan of hot water baths and hot showers. In fact, that's how I avoided getting sick all these years. I mean, sick to the degree that I could have all these years in private practice. Now, trust me, I would get the flu if I didn't get a flu shot. So I would make sure I got the flu shot. And probably 2-3 times a year, I'll get a bad cold or a bronchitis or something. But I consider myself very lucky because every day when I got home from work, I would take a hot shower. And that steam would, I think, help prevent me from getting sick. It would either flush it out or the temperature change or the blood flow. But there's something that, to me, with hot showers, I believe worked. And a lot of people really like hot baths. You know, and I look at my grandma, who has left us now for many years. And she had all the risk factors for, she had a lot of risk factors for heart disease. Very high cholesterol, very high blood pressure and diabetes. But she didn't die of a heart attack. And she didn't die of a stroke. Now, she ended up getting Alzheimer's because she lived well into her 80s. But I just remember she loved having hot baths. So maybe there's something to it. It just, I mean, 106 degrees is kind of hot. And so I really, really don't want people who aren't very tolerating of high temperatures to do this. Apparently there was another study in the University of Bristol saying regular sauna visits, we talked about that, may prevent strokes. People who go 4 to 7 times a week were 2/3 less likely to suffer a stroke. Then another study led by Ehime University in Japan asked people how often they bathed and took several measurements. Then what they did is they judged the thickness of 2 layers of the carotid artery. Now, the carotid artery is the main artery that feeds the brain. And they wanted to detect if the arteries were stiffened and judging levels of a hormone release when the heart is overloaded and enlarged. And I guess the hormone was significantly lower in people who bathed 5 or more times a week. And they had lower warning markers for arteriosclerosis. I wonder if they looked at C-reactive protein. They don't go into too much detail. All right, so moral, take a shower. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Here's some news for those of you who were fans of Roseanne, the show. I remember watching the show when I was in college. I thought the show was really, really funny. I haven't seen the new shows. I've been too busy, and there's too much on TV now. So, I'm still trying to catch up. This Is Us. I finally finished the first season of This Is Us. It's good, and it's a little, too lovey. I'm more into action and war and history and, you know, battles and things like that. So, you know, it's a little too lovey-dovey for my taste. But I got to admit, it's very well done. This Is Us. So Roseanne, they have their new, you know, series or their new season, and it got canceled right away after her tweet that tweet in which she likened a former Obama advisor, Valerie Jarrett, to a product of the Muslim Brotherhood of Planet of the Apes. So ABC, they axed the show immediately. What's interesting now is they are going to have a spinoff, and they're going to call it The Conners. And my guess, what I'm wondering, is if John Goodman and Sarah Gilbert and Laurie Metcalf and all the other actors and actresses wanted to sue. I'm wondering if they got so mad that they were finally a part of a sitcom, one person in the sitcom does something stupid, and they lose all their jobs. I'm wondering if what happened is they pulled together, and I'm not exactly sure what could have happened, but my guess is they were able to convince ABC to allow them to do a spinoff with no Roseanne. And Roseanne said she agreed in order to save the jobs of 200 cast and crew. So my guess is somebody probably was going to get sued. So the statement was issued by the show's producer. Barr says she agreed to the settlement in order to save the jobs of 200 cast and crew members. So that's going to be interesting. I'm wondering if many Hollywood, shall we say, entities are going to have to rewrite contracts, because you see all these, I mean, like with Kevin Spacey and Jeremy Piven and all these shows get canceled as soon as somebody hits the news. Before there's a trial, before we hear, you know, their rebuttal to the charge, the show gets canceled. And I think other people, or even if the person is guilty, right? Other innocent bystanders, those that just worked with the person, are in trouble. And with Hollywood now exposing, or people in Hollywood being exposed every day, shows are going to be canceled left and right. So what do people do so they aren't out of work? And my guess is this is what's going to happen. Shows are going to probably in the contract have to be forced to come up with spinoffs. I'm just wondering how that's going to later, you know, the later manifest. It's almost like somebody every day is being accused, either because they really did it or they didn't. With Roseanne's case, she did the tweet. She did the tweet. So, yeah, ABC canceled the show. And a lot of people felt that was right. But I wondered, I was like, well, what's going on with the other? Now, you know, everybody else lost their. You could see they were ticked. So luckily they were able to keep their jobs and do a spinoff. Not sure how well it will go. I like all the actors there. They're John Goodman's excellent. Laurie Metcalf, I think, has my birthday. So interesting stuff. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we have another embassy worker who is in Cuba, confirmed to have this bizarre brain injury affected by quote-unquote attacks. We're going to talk about that because we have a number of Americans who are now confirmed to suffer varying degrees of these brain injuries. And I believe now we're at the number 25. We're also going to talk about the Supreme Court and their latest ruling. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.